विष्णो परमं पदं सदा पश्यन्ति सूरयः दिवीव चक्षुरा ततं the holy, the divine feet of our holy master is just like the sun and the eye, a big eye like the sun, which is above our head, a vigilant eye of a guardian, grand guardian. It is on our, hanging on our head, and we are living under that vigilant eye of the guardian. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Not that the objective reference, but the subjective reference. We shall try to live always in subjective relativity, not objective. Not under the feet that I have got a hard ground to stand, so I am big. Because under my foot there is a hard land I can stand. Not that. But over my consciousness, a super consciousness, the vigilant guardian's eye. I am living under the shade of that eye. Not below, but upside, above our ashraya. We are hanging on the, with our support in the substantial and upper world. Always be conscious. Consideration with the guardian. And only on their direction we shall come to connect with servants. That is, the which is considered to be of lower realization. But main support, we shall think about to have from the upper world. Tad Vishnu. So this ring mantra, this is a principal mantra in Rig Veda. Whenever anyone will approach to any new duty, he will think himself just before that, what is he? Who is going to approach a particular duty? What is his position? His position has been given to think out in such a way that you are under a vigilant eye of your guardian. And it is as living as the sun, a great eye, just like the sun, spread over your head, the light itself. It can pierce through to see anything within you. And with this identification of you, you approach anything whatsoever as your duty. But not encourage that you are on a solid earth, you are standing and you are going to do this thing and that thing. Never. So subjective relationship. We are just as the sun's ray. Where does it stand? The sun's ray, it stands on the sun. The ray stands on the sun. That is its source. So also, we have to think that our stand is on the, we have so many particles of consciousness, and our stand, our motherland, is that conscious area, God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, that is our relationship. We shall always be conscious of the fact. If we are connected with Krishna consciousness, we are member of the Krishna consciousness. What? and we have come to wander in the foreign land of material consciousness, this Maya, misconception, that we are one unit of this material world. It is not so. We are unit of the conscious world, Krishna conscious world. And anyhow we have come in this material conception of things. And matter is which you can exploit, our objective side. And the subjective side, that is, which we should revere, and our relationship is that of reverence, devotion, with the higher entity, and not of exploitation or enjoyment. The real enjoyment is divine, that comes from service, not from exploitation. All these basic things we have to understand. Hari Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Swami Maharaj told in New York, the engineers, they have built so many houses that will stand for ages. But they did not mind that their body may stay how long. The engineer's body, how long the houses will stand for long period, but those that will live in the houses, their body, how long it will stand, and how the vitality can be improved, the longevity can be improved, they are not care for that at all. The objective side, very busy with the objective side, neglecting the subjective value. We will use them. No cultivation is necessary for the user of the objective one. All importance to the objective side. Not neglecting totally the subjective side. Who will utilize the object? They are neglected. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Maharaj gone to Durga border.
Yeah, he said. So he said, no news yet though.
For a week he has gone. Hare Krishna. Who is at Mayapur now? Bhavananda Maharaj or Jai Pataka Maharaj?
Only Bhavananda and Jayapataka.
Both?
No one else is allowed.
Huh?
No one else has allowed.
No one, only two.
Anyway, there is. I did not want to explain my position to them.
Not even a Karsi visit. A formal visit for Karsi.
I was staying there for 1 month. They understood that I was coming for your darshan in the morning, every day. So they asked me, please leave Mayapur. Please go to Japan. So I said, all right, but I did not go to Japan, I came here. But now they understand that I am here, so they are saying, so please come back.
That is general expectation in a sane man. Especially their guardian. His guardian has asked him to do so. Mm. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari. What are the other two letters in the name of Maha Muni? Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari. Sunray touching the earth. Then, where is its home? The sunray, pencil of prey, is touching the sun, is touching the hill, touching the water. What should be the consider of its home?
The sun.
Necessarily the sun, and not the earth where it is. That is our position. We are pardoning to conscious world, not the material. A home connection there, the sun, the spiritual sun. We are being advised to consider that though you are in a hole of this earth, but still your soil is in the sun proper. You emanate from there. You are sustained by sustained from there. And your prospect is there. Though you are in a hole of this earth, our water. We have to conceive like that, because we have consciousness. So our home is the source of consciousness. Wherever we are, bird, beast, the mountain, whatever position, the consciousness, this conscious existence. Your source is there, just like sun. You are not a child of this world. You may be captive here, captive, but you are not home, a foreign land. All your prospect and aspiration can be supplied from that side, because your nature is of that order. That your food, your everything will be of that stuff. And this will be all poison to you. Hare Krishna. Pertaining to consciousness, that is our immediate, our nearest nature or acquaintance. But if we were to go deeper, then we shall find something else crossing the vision of light or consciousness, the necessity of the existence, that is happiness or expression, dream on the other side. Following chit, we are to go and establish ourselves in the realm of prema, love, more than that. Ananda, beauty, sundaram, and never on this side. Ananda is above light. Rasa is above consciousness. Beauty, charm, that is above mere consciousness, mere understanding. Feeling is not complete in itself. Feeling for something, feeling. So perfect thing, the fullest conception of thing is in beauty or ecstasy. Consciousness cannot be the perfect thing, just as not mere existence, but anandam, ecstasy is perfect, prem, love, beauty. That presupposes consciousness as well as existence, satchit ananda. Ananda is the final conception of substance. It can stay by itself, it can exist by itself. Or he or she can exist by himself or herself, anandam. But feeling, consciousness, and hankering for ecstasy. And existence without consciousness and anandam, that is useless. Mere existence is useless. It's no purpose. But endowed with consciousness, somewhat can search for its own good. And the goodness itself is anandamaya ecstasy. And that is independent and complete thing, because the feeling as well as the existence, both subservient to its existence, anandamaya. Anandam brahmano vidyan no vibhiti kutashchana. When you are to realize that, rasu visha, you need not be afraid of anything, from any apprehension that can arise here. Anandam brahmano vidyan no vibhiti kutashchana. The apprehension, the fear, fear of death, fear of the threatening of non-existence. Not only I shall have any fulfillment, but my existence is also at stake. I may be devoured by non-existence. So this apprehension will vanish. Anandam brahmanu vittam. While I am trying to find it, it is not located here. Apparently, When Mahaprabhu is looking at the Sri Murti of Jagannath Dev, apparently it seems that his aim is fixed in the what we look at the Vigraha. To our vision, only a doll of wood and the Mahaprabhu is fixing his eye there, but he is shedding tears and tears flowing in a current, no end, incessant current. But where is he is connected? What we say as the wooden dog, and he is looking at that, and incessant current of tears coming down. His connection, where located? He is on the opposite side, in the subjective. Subjective, so when we shall approach to have a darshan of the Srimurti, what attitude should I approach to have a look of the Srimurti? So we should learn to have darshan of Srimurti. It is meant. It is not a mundane thing, try to see with the opposite connection. It has come down to help you, you fallen soul in the material world, and he has come down as if in such a plane to take you up to his domain. He has come down. Parabhuha vaibhav antarjami archa. Ramanuj has classified the expression of the Supreme Entity in these five forms. Paro, the central conception of the highest entity. Bhuha, then he extends himself, his extended self, extends himself in different functions. in different figure, if you may call it. Vaibhav, by further attempt, he comes down here in this mundane plane as Avatara Mutsya Kurma Varao, Antarjan. By another function, he is present at every heart of every soul. Every conscious unit holds within his presence. That is the fourth function of him. And the fifth is Archa. He comes down in the brain, but in the brain of our physical perception. I can touch, I can see, I can have scent there. But it is he has come to help our understanding. Mahaprabhu looked at the Vigraha and he was inundated with his own tears. That he is nothing, not, eyes are not fixed on the wood. But with the touch of that superficial wood characteristic that is connected high to Krishna consciousness, deep is Krishna consciousness, that he has come here and making arrangement for the deliverance of the crores of fallen souls, especially by extending his own prasadam to one and all in a great magnitude. His magnanimous presence here for the relief work, for the relief work of this world. Hare Krishna. Durbhikha, that is famine. Our Guru Maharaj used mostly this word, the famine, durbhikha. What sort of durbhikha? Famine? Whose want? Want of food? Krishna katha durbhikha. The world is suffering from the famine of Krishna consciousness. Krishna talk, Krishna peace talk. So we have tried to open so many food distributing offices, stocks, distribute food of all the souls, talk about Krishna. Yari Dekha Tarika. Mahaprabhu also told. Whenever you come across, talk of Krishna. Give him food. And the food is Krishna consciousness, Krishna katha. The famine period, everyone is stricken, or famine stricken, or famine stricken. The word, we find all famine stricken people. Famine stricken. And they distribute food, life, right and left, whomever you come across. See about Krishna. Okay?
No. Mukulu Tagata Prabhu.
Tada? Padana?
Adi Patilam.
That was the feeling of our Guru Maharaj. And Shaman Maharaj did that in the West. Distribution of food to the soul. They are famine-stricken all, everywhere. Krishna Katha Durbhikha, our Guru Maharaj told, I do not admit of any other conception of famine. But only famine is here, and that is of Krishna Katha. Krishna Smriti, Krishna consciousness. Only that family is here. And I don't admit of any other conception of famine or want in this world. Oh. With so seriousness, he could conceive the necessity of Krishna consciousness in connection with us. We are suffering from famine. We want a food. That is only our food. We can thrive there only. Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha. So Krishna is such to us, of such importance to our existence. To live, to move. Vitality. Krishna can supply vitality plus Krishna consciousness. So Vasudeva Dutta says, see, Gauranga is my vitality. How could I live if Gauranga did not appear? I could not live. যদি গৌর না হইতো কেমন হইতো কেমনে ধরিতাম দেহে গৌরাঙ্গ ডিড নট অ্যাপিয়ার দেন হাউ কুড আই লিভ আই হ্যাভ কাম ইন কানেকশন উইথ সাচ এ ভ্যালুয়েবল থিং ভ্যালুয়েবল ফুড নাও আই থিঙ্ক দ্যাট উইদাউট দিস মাই লাইফ ইজ ইন শিয়ার ইম্পসিবল সো ভাইটালিটি অফ দি ভাইটালিটি Krishna Katha, Krishna Kantra. And the Swami Maharaj went to distribute that vitality of the soul, soul and soul, in the Western world. And Prabhupada did his best here. And so we have come. And it is also told by Haridas Thakur to Mahaprabhu, that you have chanted Krishna name, cultivated Krishna consciousness here, sthavar jangam, animate, inanimate, the whole world is supplied with food of Krishna consciousness. And their life is fulfilled in whatever position they may be. Oh, I heard of your Jharkhand campaign. The elephants, the tigers sort of danced and chanted Krishna Naam. So what wonder there will be if I say that the stones, the trees there also have attained their highest end of Krishna consciousness. When you chant, you yourself chanting. What degree of intensity Krishna consciousness has been produced here by your own chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Nidhai Gaur Hare, Nidhai Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare. Nidhai Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Nidhai Gaur Hare. Primary education is also education. but that should not come and hitch with higher education. No. Should not enter into competition with higher education, primary education. We must be careful about that. At the same time, higher education and lower education, the differentiation between the ten, that must be genuine also. Primary education may not be thought that this is the highest education. Then that is also a danger thing. Salpa vidya bhayankari. In Sanskrit there is a saying. What is the English idiom? Salpa vidya bhayankari.
A little knowledge is a dangerous thing.
Yes. Dangerous thing. We must be careful about that, otherwise it will be suicidal. The question of offense comes there. When primary stands against higher education, that sort of assertion is committing offense. Commitment of offense means that. The lower stands against higher. Offense arises from that tendency. Krishna, 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 Gaurhari, Gaurhari, Gaurhari. Gaurhari bol, 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 Nidai Gaurhari bol, Nidai Gaurhari bol. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hari Hari Ram Hari Ram 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 Hari Hari. Hari Krishna. Nidai Gaurhari Bho, 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 Nidai Gaurhari Bho. Aman Aman Kirtani Sada Hari. We should take resort to kirtan always, but our attitude should be such. Mahaprabhu recommends. Tenadapi suni tarurupi svaishnu amani mamadu. But generally, upwards. Tenadapi suni tarurupi svaishnu amani mamadu. Our attitude will be humble, all towards high. And if we think that we are being done wrong, still also we shall take to patience. So, you know, Amani, under no circumstances we shall work for our own position and the prestige. That no, should not be of our aim. From above, Amanina Manadena, and we shall try to respect everybody. It is all mostly connected towards upper world. Another reason is towards Vaishnava world. Our conduct will be always like that. Then only we can thrive well in our campaign. There's a slow and a steady Wednesday race. There's a long journey, not a journey to finish within a few hours or few days or few years. A continued appointment. It is to go on long way, so we have to adjust accordingly. But we shall run quickly and then we shall stop and sleep. It's not a matter of that type. But the long way we'll have to walk on. And so our attitude will be such, then we will be successful. The nadir is unique. No cause. We should not extend any cause for resistance, which will create resistance. Won't create such circumstance that invites resistance, then other issues. Still, if any resistance unexpectedly approach me, I shall try my best to forbear. Being conscious that my guardian's eye over me, he is also eager to help me in my campaign. I am not alone. So I may make I go on confidently. There is person above to redress the wrong that can be shown to me. So I may not take initiative in the beginning. Savishmina, Amanina, and no other object will come and pollute my aim, the pure purpose of my life. I won't allow any